The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, authors John and Stacey Eldridge bring hope to people who struggle with the idea that they are loved, accepted, and even celebrated by God.
He says we are being transformed into the very image of Christ. Mm-hmm. And I want to pursue that and participate with Him, cooperate with Him in the process, rather than continue in things that are hurting me, like shaming ourselves or just leaning solely on discipline to gut it out, because it will not do it.
Some. Is it fun being here in this studio? Do y'all like being here? Now, we normally will take programs on Tuesday nights. We'll do several with several guests. So, I mean, you just have an incredible time together. And, you know, you're going to like it. As a matter of fact, you're going to want to get all of these DVDs and CDs of the Awaken Now conference speakers. When you see Beth Moore and Andy Andrews and Mike Huckabee sitting out there with their mouth open, listening to the speakers, and when Beth says, "I have never heard anything like this in my life," you know it's something good. And then when Beth's one of the speakers, and Huck, and all the others, you want to get these tapes, because God wants us to wake up, and He's speaking truth to us. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. And this audience is just a blessing. Our guests, John and Stacey Eldridge. And we talked to John about his book. You remember years ago he wrote Wild at Heart. And now that he taught us about the beauty of holiness, it's not ugly, it's not smugness, not tradition, not ritual, but relationship. And Stacey kind of identifies with Betty. Betty's book, which so many of you have enjoyed, Free to Be Me, Stacey wrote about it, Becoming Myself. Embracing God's dream of you. Not just for you, but of you.
I like that.
You like that?
I like that, yeah.
Well, John is here with Stacey because he loves Stacey and he loves watching God work in Stacey, and she loves watching God work in him. He works in both their lives mm-hmm. and their family. Would you welcome Stacey Eldridge and her husband, John?
Thank you.
Okay. Did you struggle with you and who you are?
Oh, absolutely.
Ever?
Of course. I am alive.
Yeah.
So I'm a human being, but particularly women. You mm-hmm. know, one of the core issues that every woman struggles with is identity. And who am I? Who am I supposed to be? And then God comes and says, "You're supposed to be you."
Oh, boy.
On purpose. I made you you in all of your quirky uniqueness and qualities on purpose. And the goal is, you've talked about this before, the goal is Jesus. Mm-hmm. He's the only one that's perfect. We're not going to be perfect. But we are invited to go on this journey with Him deeper into His heart. And when we do, we become more our true selves. Yeah. And we like
really,
that person.
That ain't bad.
No, it's well, not.
But that's difficult for women.
But that's
a
what
lot.
I was going to ask.
Because they don't like themselves. You know, they
yeah.
don't see themselves as God sees them.
Yes. You know? Yeah, I don't know if you have one of these, but I have a magnifying mirror that
okay.
I let, yeah, search and destroy any
yeah.
interlopers, you know, just, and John, he's like, "Throw it away. Would you please throw it away?" I'm not ready. I cannot throw it away yet. But I hope to someday when I can actually truly, fully embrace and see myself the way God does.
Yeah.
And that's the reflection that we're invited to look in, how He sees us.
Yes.
We're never going to be perfect. Mm-hmm. That's okay, actually. He has grace for our humanity, so mm-hmm. can we. But we do get to grow in becoming and then offering mm-hmm. who we are mm-hmm. to bring His life in the unique way that He's gifted us to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think women just by nature are naturally, and it's not healthy, but I think they just compare themselves with other women mm-hmm. and the way they look. And I don't know any women, no matter how they look, that really like the way they look. I mean, they just don't. They're either something about some other woman has better eyes, better eyelashes, her nose is better, her teeth are better. Well, cheeks, she's got dimples, she's got this, her hair is better. It works, it does.
That's a direct
and look
salt.
At her waistline. Right. Oh, look at that. Oh, my God, look at that.
Where did you hear all this?
Well, I'm telling you, you just got to be around a woman, period. And if they're talking,
I have two daughters and five granddaughters,
and I'm telling you, it's just there. I remember our oldest granddaughter, she's getting ready to go swimming with one of the neighbors. I bet she was not 6 years old. And they put on their little swimsuits, which were quite modest back then. They actually were one piece of a swimsuit. It was in one piece. And she says to her little girlfriend, I'm a little bit chubby. And boy, it was like somebody stuck a knife in my heart. I mean, she's just a little girl. Yeah. And she's so beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all of them are so beautiful. Yeah. Mm. But see, that's the way they feel.
Hey, the first diet I was put on was when I was 8 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And put on Weight Watchers. And my lunches were celery sticks and buttig meats. And the message given to women, particularly in the West, the less you weigh, the more value you have. Mm. And it's because of the way we bear the image of God. Mm-hmm. Women bear the image of God, primarily our essence in our beauty. And it's more than our external beauty, but it makes itself known that way. And so women have been targeted fiercely throughout time, throughout history, throughout nations, with hatred by the enemy. Not by men. I'm not talking about hatred of men or hatred of women, but by the enemy, fiercely, to destroy that. So we're shamed. So it's a rare woman that can stand in front of the mirror and go, honey, looking good tonight. Yes.
Yeah.
But that's what God is saying.
And that pressure, sadly, is mostly put on women like that in their appearance and what they look like.
Because
you get a guy, you know, and they get this tummy on them. And they stand in front of the mirror and go, look at me.
You ain't seen me doing that, baby.
Never.
I don't like it. I'm telling you, I don't like it a bit. You know? Don't you remember me telling you that I said, I got this, Betty, I wouldn't want any women lusting after me. And she said, why don't you go ahead and risk it?
Ooh, that was a good one. Look, the thing about women and the assault on our beauty, it transfers. It translates into assault on who we are as women, as our personalities, our gifting, and I like to just say we try to squeeze into emotional, spiritual Spanx. Because who we are, we're terrified that's not enough, and certainly the messages through our life have told us that that's not enough.
Yeah.
Well, there's healing available, and I'm after
that.
That
enemy, by the way, never shuts up.
He's busy.
He's always yapping at you.
He's like
a yelping dog.
Shut up!
Yes, that's it. That's exactly how you say it.
That's right.
Yeah, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yes. That's really how forceful you've got to get.
Yes.
I'm not listening to it.
No, but here's the deal. It's hard to fight for ourselves.
Yes.
But for us to be able to fight for other people, those we love, then we have to stand up for ourselves in order to bring life to others.
Right.
So it's a fight worth fighting. It's a life worth living.
Let me tell you a great moment in our house. So Stacy used to cringe at any possible message from me that she's unacceptable, whatever it was, how the meal went, what movie she likes, you know, whatever. And I remember we were having some argument one night.
Not a holy man.
We were having an argument. I forget what I was ranting about, but Stacy was reading something and she simply looked over her book and she said, sweetheart, I think this is your issue. And she just went back. Do you remember what I did?
Yeah, he fell on the floor.
I fell on the floor.
In awe of God.
Of happiness.
I was actually so thrilled.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That Stacy was free to be herself.
Absolutely.
Free from me, I'm sorry to say. Free from the fear of what other people think of you.
Yeah, which in relationship then allows him the room to have emotions and be mad, because before he couldn't, because that just meant death to me.
Yeah.
You know, no, I'm growing. See, it's a journey. Mm-hmm. Becoming myself, it's a journey into the woman that God created me to be, and we're all on it because God says he's doing it. He says we are being transformed into the very image of Christ. Mm-hmm. And I want to pursue that and participate with him, cooperate with him mm-hmm. in the process mm-hmm. rather than continue in things that are hurting me, like shaming ourselves or sure. just leaning solely on discipline to gut it out, because it will not do it.
Right. It's not even fun.
Right. It will kill you.
Well, it's bondage, and church yeah. folks look like they're in it. I mean, it's so helped me. The chain gang marches into most churches on Sunday.
Yeah, but follow them
And they're dragging
home.
Them in and dragging. It
follow
breaks my
home.
I'm not scolding. I'm yeah. breaking my heart.
Yeah.
You don't need to live that way.
Right, because yeah. their hearts are hurting.
Absolutely.
We think we have to put our, and we try to put our best face mm-hmm. forward.
I think one of the biggest turning points in Stacy's life was, you know, we talk a lot about the father wound in our ministry, and we, particularly with men and with women, mm-hmm. the impact of a father on a son and on a yeah. daughter. But I think when you began to be honest about and invite Christ into the mother wound for women in your mother wounding,
yeah.
like, sense of value, sense of worth. I think that was a huge turning point for you.
Oh, it was massive. It was massive. I mean, the impact that a mother has on her child, both sons and daughters, is profound.
That might not necessarily be positively profound, yeah. right?
No, it could be fabulously wonderful, but it's not going to be mm-hmm. perfect because nobody no, had a perfect sure. mother. Mm-hmm. Or it could turn your blood to ice because of the effect that she had on you. But the thing is that the invitation from God is to receive healing there. So much, you know, we kind of Hallmark card it, you know, mother, pie. I don't know what other fabulous things we think of, but it's okay to, in love, honoring our mothers, it doesn't take any of the honor away to, with love and dignity, look at the truth of the impact that she played on our lives mm-hmm. and then invite Jesus in to come and fill
You're talking
those
about
gaps.
Some of those things that weren't necessarily positive that we carry into our own marriage relationship.
She has impacted us more than we know.
Well, this is the way mom did it, or
yes.
this is what mom did, or this is
yeah.
how she dealt with it.
And she comes
it.
Out, she emerges yeah. through us at the most unexpected times. Yeah.
Yeah, James, I mean, and my mother, bless her heart, yeah. I loved her very,
yeah.
very much.
But
like you said, none of us are perfect.
Right.
You know? And
right.
she did it like her mother did
right.
it so many times. But James, a lot of times he'd say, well, your mother's here, you know, something like that.
And I would also say, I didn't marry your mother.
Yeah.
Right. So
I didn't
want
to marry
there.
Your mother.
There's healing. I mean, for some people.
And I don't want you to be my mother.
Right.
Yeah.
On the nose. So for some people, actually, the mother wound is the mother of all wounds. Mm-hmm. And so to gently, with God, explore the impact and learn that he can actually mother us in the places where we still need it. Because actually,
what the
we
Holy
still
Spirit
need it.
Does. The Holy Spirit's very
Comfort,
feminine.
Comfort, nurture.
It is very, very
yes.
feminine. Not mm-hmm. effeminate, but very feminine.
Yeah.
And by the way, I see in him, and ain't nothing sissy about him, but I see in him a whole lot of encourager, Holy Spirit,
yes.
love of God,
yes. right.
encouraging you. Just like what he said, he's
yeah.
proud of you. He's sitting here right now glowing
yeah.
because you're flowing.
Right. Aww. Right.
He puts his arm on me to just calm me when I get a little nervous.
Sure.
And just
right.
really,
yeah.
See, the mother bestows self-worth, okay? The mother bestows whether you will be cared for and whether you're worth sacrificing for. And we were looking at some research where this goes all the way back to the womb.
Mm-hmm.
If the mother is anxious, fearful, uncertain, if it's an unwanted pregnancy, the constriction, literally.
The blood vessels literally constrict and the developing baby does not get enough.
Mm-hmm. And then you wonder where some of the compulsion comes from of, I'll never have enough. I'll never,
right.
I'm not mm-hmm. safe, I'm not nurtured.
I'm not satisfied. And so if you are, the gestation matters. Mm-hmm. And then all through growing up, and if you're a child who was afraid you didn't have enough, you won't get enough, then it's really difficult to grow into a healthy adult who can really know mm-hmm. this God who says he will satisfy us with every good thing. Mm. But that's our journey.
So God is there to make
yeah.
you, me, all
yes.
of us, what we really long to be inside.
Yeah. Time is right. God needs his
women. This is not an excuse, though, to say, oh, okay, go home and say, hey, or get your mom and dad on the phone and say, hey, you're the reason I'm like this. That's not what we're talking
about.
No,
I'm not talking about
blame.
Because
I look back, and my mother had some beautiful qualities.
Yes, she did.
I would say, God, let me have those qualities.
Absolutely.
That heritage.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
She would tell me about my great-grandmother and how her faith was so strong.
That's right.
You know, God, give me those things that are good. That were in those people that I was in relationship with.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And I forgive.
Yes.
I forgive the wounding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Critically important.
The journey towards restoration.
And those who wounded.
Requires the forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Right? I forgive those who have hurt me, including my mom.
Absolutely.
Let me just say, because there's so much to say, and that's why you write books. To try to get more of it, where in your own time, your own focal point, your own moment of inspiration or meditation, you can read. The book is in the bookstores. We'd be happy to send it to you. We're asking you to help us give some people some water to save their lives. But no matter where you've been, please don't get down on yourself. God's not down on you. Stacy sure doesn't want to get you down on yourself as a mother. That's not the point. You see, you may have failed as a mother because some things happened in your life, but hey, let's get past that. Don't live that. Don't bog down in that. God wants to lift that load. He says, take my yoke. Let me get in the yoke with you. It'll be light. I got it. It's light. Father, I pray for every person listening.
Yes, God.
Women who feel so compared, they don't really like a whole lot about themselves, but you love everything about them. And the things that hurt or have hurt or where they feel they missed the mark, you're so anxious to lift them and carry them and direct them. Please, God, let them find their way into your arms to lean on you. In Jesus' name, listen. Mm-hmm. You need someone to lean on, you call. We'll pray with you. Then pray God will let you become a strong shoulder for someone else to lean on. Strong arms to hold someone else. That's what Stacy's trying to do. That's what John tries to do. Would you join us in thanks to John and Stacy Eldridge? I want to ask you to give us an opportunity to send you the Awaken Now Conference CDs, DVDs, and the book with transcript messages that you can read, meditate, study. We want to send them to you to say thank you. You say, for what? We want to say thank you for giving the greatest gift that we can give, and that's life. The life and love of God, not just in word, but in deed. Jesus said, if you will give only a cup of water in my name, you will not lose your reward. What's the reward? The blessing of God in our lives. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Glory for God. Manifestation of His presence. Would you give a cup of water? When you see this, just watch, it's very brief, you're going to want to do it.
This is M. At age 67, M's main pleasure in life is watching her two grandchildren play with village friends. Seeing her grandchildren grow helps soothe the pain of a tragic memory that haunts M to this day.
ខ្ញុំអឹមជីមនៅភូមិទួលខ្មែរឃុំស្នាមប្រះស្រុកបកានខេត្តពោធិ៍សាត់មានការខ្វះខាតដោយចិញ្ចឹមចៅអត់ឃ្លានមកដៃកូនប្រសាកូនស្រីទៅរកស៊ីនៅប្រទេសថៃហើយខ្ញុំក៏ចាស់ជរាមានអាយុ67ឆ្នាំ
Life must go on. While having no other choice but to gather water from the same pond that took the life of her two-year-old granddaughter, the unthinkable happened. Em lost her 13-month-old grandchild to a waterborne illness.
ជួយខ្ញុំនៅក្នុងភូមិទួលខ្មែរនេះខ្ញុំមានការខ្វះខាតទឹកស្អាតចំចំជីវិតក្នុងភូមិដូចជាសង្គមគ្រួសាររបស់ខ្ញុំទាំងមូលខ្វះខាតទឹកផឹកដោយផឹកតែទឹកស្រះអត់មានអណ្ដូងទឹកស្អាតសូមឲ្យអស់លោកជួយដល់គ្រួសារខ្ញុំនិងភូមិខ្ញុំផ្ទាល់សូមអរជាបាន
I promise you that those little children that she's referring to, and you look into their eyes and you see them getting the dirty water, and I'm not exaggerating when I tell you they capture my heart. They don't only touch my heart, they capture my heart. Because they really have captured the heart of God. He really loves them. And you and I are on this earth the revelation of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. We reveal what life looks like when God's God and when His love's in our heart. As sweet grandmother, she's just ordinary. She's poor. She's real poor. Poor in the United States is not anything like what poor is anywhere else. You know, we give our poor people a cell phone. And that's fine. It's probably not the best use of how you help people. And we teach them to be dependent upon us. These people, Betty, they don't even have any water for little children. And you know, when you look at them, they're not looking for somebody to bring them a toy. They were playing just holding hands. I wish the church would hold hands. I wish the family of God would put the arms of God around a hurting world. One child at a time, one village at a time. And we've been 50 years in marriage and ministry, and there's nothing we've ever done that gives us greater joy than giving life to families like that. We want to drill them a well. I want you to see those children that were reaching down in that dirty water. I want you to see them getting water that's clean and they want to splash and play in. And that's their water park. You splash a little water. Whole villages rejoice because they got something that we take for granted. We take too much for granted in the blessed countries. Sometimes it seems that our blessings cause us to forget the source of the blessings. But I haven't. I don't think you have. Betty, I don't think our viewers have. I think our viewers would want to give that village of water and many others, give them a well. And we're going to, by the grace of God, with your help, drill 500 wells to be an answer to the prayer and hopes of a grandmother. Oh, I do,
too. And, you know, as I watch this grandmother, I'm a grandmother. We have five beautiful granddaughters. And I just can't even imagine. I know that grandmother must say, this shouldn't be. This shouldn't be. And it doesn't have to be if we will reach out, drill these water wells so they can at least have a chance, an opportunity to not have to take in that old diseased water, but fresh, clean, pure water. Let's reach out together and do that.
I want to ask you to go to the phone or go online, lifetoday.org, take your bank card right now. Please, Father, touch hearts to express your heart and your love. In Jesus' name, please, just dial the number. Go get your card. So I will not be distracted from this. I can make a gift of $48 and give 10 people water the rest of their life, or $144 and give 30 people water. That's how it breaks out, because $4,800 will give a village water. Could you give that? You know there are people that tell us as much as anything we've ever done, drilling a well. And some say, we make a commitment to drill several. I thank God we've had a couple of people in the last couple of years that drilled 10 wells. She said, how'd they do that? God blessed them, and they said, we're blessed to bless. But wait a minute. The $48 to help those 10 people, how big is that to the 10 people represented by those the grandmother just talked about? Those precious little eyes look so sweet. Let them see the eyes of God. Dial the number. Use your bank card. Go online. Make the gift. You write a check, make it to life. We're going to send you the Awaken Now CDs or the DVDs. You'll see all the information. This conference, we're told, is one of the most powerful visitations of the power of God people ever saw. And you're going to hear these truly anointed speakers. And you are going to be lifted into the presence of God. We want to say thank you by blessing you with spiritual water in life. So simply ask for these tapes, CDs, DVDs, and the wonderful book with the messages, and know you're given water. The beautiful glass art piece, the collectible, we send it to those of you who make that special gift. Thank you so much for going to the phone or going online.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 new water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request the Awaken Now audio series, a once-in-a-lifetime gathering of 23 anointed speakers proclaiming a powerful message for every believer in God's kingdom. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request Awaken Now on both audio and video, along with a companion book containing the speaker's sermons and encouraging messages. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request our new commemorative sculptured glass statue, The Blessing. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
You know, I really pray that we can send you this beautiful art piece, this glass sculpture. That's a beautiful little boy. I'm amazed at how these artists can do this out of just glass. Little boy reaching out to bless or to receive a blessing, maybe to get water. I hope you'll help us drill a well, make that special gift, and we've got the wonderful Awaken Now Conference DVDs and CDs. If you would like to have Stacy's book, Becoming Myself, Embracing God's Dream of You, that's even bigger than for you. That almost says I got to do something. Of you. It's beautiful. We're happy to send it to you. It's in the bookstores. You can get it online, but we'd be glad to send it to you. You just help us give some water. Join us and thanks to John and Stacy again for being with us. We love y'all. Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you. Really. You did really good. Give me five. You did good. Didn't she do good? Good. Thank you. God really does love you.
That this is not just about works. This is about us not just having believed in God, but believing Him.
Beth Moore, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.